When it comes to Nesias Kapayim, we often see that the Kohanim step up on the surface, maybe a little bit too early. They come by Ritzay and they're standing up there for quite a few minutes, which the question is why it's necessary to do that. Maybe they would come the last minute, would be more comfortable for them. And there is a reason why this is the case. It's brought down in the Mechaber, he says as follows. When the chazan in his repetition begins this paragraph of Ritzay, Kol Kohen Shibbeisach Neses Ne'ekar Mimkomol Alos Laduch. That is the time in which every Kohen should literally uproot their feet and start moving toward the area where they will do the Nesias Kapayim at the platform. The Av Im Lo Yagia Sham Achi Yisayim Shleach Tzibur Ritzay Shapur Dami. If they don't get there the second the chazan begins the words Ritzay, they come in the middle. As long as the chazan didn't yet finish, would say, it's not a problem whatsoever. So, begin with the words of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that when we request the Kohanim to ascend at the beginning of Ritzay, that's really l'chadchila, preferably speaking. The Yizahar l'akir b'ascholos ha'shleach tzibur Ritzay. That is the best way for the Kohen to be involved. However, the words of the Mechaber, as the Mishnah Berurah explains here, just as long as the Chazan is still in the middle of this paragraph, that's fine, he's okay. What exactly is this idea? Why do we want, preferably, for the Kohanim to come up at that particular time? Maybe they can come a little earlier, if we're already asking them to come a few minutes before they begin Nesias Kapayim. Actually, the reason, as the Mishnah Berurah will now explain, is based on a pasuk. Shnemor, as it says, "V'yisa Aharon es yadav el ha'am v'yabarachem." First, the pasuk tells us that the Kohanim Aharon were engaged in the Nesias Kapayim, raising their hands and giving the nation a bracha. And then, immediately afterwards, the pasuk states, "V'yerud mi'asos achatos." That they descended from performing the various offerings, including that of the chatos, the sin offering. So what do we see from here? What came first? Mashma sheberach, we see from here that the Kohanim were already involved in giving the nation a bracha. Kodim shistalik mi'avoda, even before they went down from doing the work. As again, the pasuk says, v'yered ma'aso sachatos, that they went down from concluding their avoda. And we know that, if we look in the art scroll, that one of the names of Ritzay, which is sometimes in brackets, is Avoda. That's the paragraph called Avoda. And therefore, appropriately, L'chein tiknu gam betfila shi'alu ha'kohanim aduchan kodim shesim birchas Avoda. This paragraph, Ritzay, or also known as the paragraph of Avoda, they should ascend before that paragraph is concluded, to be able to fulfill the pasuk that they would first go up to be ready to do the bracha before the conclusion of the avoda. Now, what exactly does this mean, that a person needs to make sure that they're there by Ritzay? Well, what happens, let's say, they don't make it on time? Or, for example, they have a very legitimate excuse. Let's say you're in a community where there is a tremendous influx of Kohanim, and there's only one washing station. So, what is the Kohen going to do? He's not going to wash. But on the other hand, if he waits in this huge line, then he's going to end up going up after Ritzay. So what is he supposed to do? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows. V'imyelech lito yadav, yisayim hashliach tzibor, birchas Ritzay. That if he knows that by him washing his hands over there in a different room, he's going to end up getting back into the shul and the chazan had already finished Ritzay, then Aval Pekin Yakar Ritzay Leilech B'makam Aduchan, he should not wash his hands, but rather he should immediately go to the Duchan. V'achar Kach Yitl Yadav Sham. And you can imagine the scenario that someone would bring him water there, because otherwise he would not be able to Duchan, even though he did wash his hands, because again, he would have come up too late. This is exactly what the Mechaber says here. He says, "Im lo akar raglav beretzei shuv lo yalan." If the Kohen, for whatever reason, and it's brought down, afilu hayim machmas ones, so it's beyond his control, whatever that reason may be, if the Kohen did not go up, and Ritzay has come and went, let's say he's in the middle, their middle paragraph of Modim now. So, at that point, the Kohen will not be allowed to duchen anymore. Even though he's still there, he's there a couple minutes before, he's not allowed to do so. So, the Mishnah Berurah tells us as follows, that afilu im akar raglav leilich letzad chutz litol yadav. You say, well, what's the whole determination? He doesn't actually have to be up there. He has to start moving his feet in that direction. So what if he's moving, he's not just sitting, but he's moving in the direction to wash his hands. So according to that Teres de Canim, they say that lo chashav adayin akira, this is not considered to be the moving of feet toward the platform. Because af shenatila hi hechshel nesias kapayim. Because in reality, the washing is only a preparation for the avoda of the nesias kapayim of duchening. The be'ina akira l'makam haduchen. And we need when the Kohen is moving, that he has to be moving toward the platform and not toward the washing station. It's as though he's walking outward. So therefore, explains the Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to see now, that it's not only something which the Kohanim need to be cognizant and aware of when it comes to these halachos. It's every single shliach tzibor, every Baal Musaf needs to know these laws. The alkein haminag, what is our custom? Shliach tzibor, when the shliach tzibor magil would say, once he begins that paragraph, or once he's up to that point, v'lo ba'adayin ha-kohanim lehechol, and he kind of looks this way and that, and he sees that none of the kohanim have gone up to the platform, to the front. Hu mamtin betvilaso ad shiabo. It's preferable that this chazan should not continue in his davening, which is it's kind of strange. You have this chazan, let's say it's Yom Tov, and it's Musaf, and he's doing all this chazanis, and all of a sudden, stop. And he could be stopping for a few seconds, he could be stopping for a very long period of time. Because the chayshinan, because what should the shliach tzibor be concerned of? Shem adayin lo akar raglayim amakam harachitza leilech letzad haduchan. Maybe those guys, they didn't finish washing, and they're not walking toward the duchan. And therefore, if I continue in my davening, those people will do one of two things. Either they'll know the halacha, and they will not go up, which they're not supposed to. Or they may not know the halacha, and my continuing my davening is going to cause them to make a mistake and duchen when they're not really supposed to. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us another scenario. It says that if it's necessary that a person needs to already be walking toward the platform, what happens if, let's say, a person is in the following case? Im akar raglav mibeso lavola beis achneses lalos leduchen. You decide to come a little late for davening. You decide to come toward the end of Musaf. And you're walking from your house, and you happen to be a Kohen. So is that considered to be an akira, that you're moving your feet toward the duchen? So it's brought down that, according to some, that actually is valid, and that he would be able to go up, even though he would already, it's as though he's already began his going up. B'yesh shekasu, there are those who hold, they feel ba'ofen zeh, even in this scenario, eno ole, he should not go up, ki'im kishahaya beso samach beis achneses, unless his house is very close to shul, b'shama ha'shliach tzibor hisku, would say that he heard the chazan begin this paragraph. Otherwise, he's not allowed to. But again, this is the idea, which is teaching us the halacha, that when it comes to a kohen, he preferably is supposed to ascend only at Ritzay, at the very beginning thereof, and if he would wait until the point that Ritzay, the entire paragraph, is finished, then Shuv Lo Yala, then no longer should he be involved in the Siyas Kapayim on that particular day.